if he already was Yotze, which is Maisa before Rosh Hashanah, after all, there's no Arvus because the woman's not Chayev in Shofar at all. That's what emerges from this idea. So I looked it up. I knew I had something written in my Sefer on Moadim, on page Memvov. I suggested that as a possibility that maybe a man really can't blow for a woman because there's no content of Arvus. But it's against all the sources. And the question is why? I decided to look in Sefer Shulchan Shlomo. What's Shulchan Shlomo? Took up Shlomo Zalman's Psukim and the Masada them and the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. So on our Sif, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Siv Beis, which is a Sif about women in Kiddush, he writes something quite remarkable. He writes as follows. So he says over here, I think we should open the Mishnah Berurah first, because we start sometimes at the end instead of starting. I hope you all have Mishnah Berurahs. Very, very important Mishnah Berurahs here. I asked you to see all the Mishnah Berurahs, and this is I gave you on this sif, I asked you to see everything. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bira, everything. This is a very short sif, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. But it's a very, very important sif, and I'd like you to see everything on it. The whole sif is short. We'll read it together in Shulchan Aruch proper. Noshim chayavas b'kiddush af al pi shemitzvah seseh sheman groma shem iskash zochol l'shamar v'hani nashi hol v'istu b'shmir istu b'schir. We quote the Gemara verbatim from a sefer brachot of chav from the base. U'motzios es ha'anoshim hol v'chayavas min ha'torah k'mosam. Let's take a look in Mr. Brewer Hay for a moment. Hol v'chayavos v'lachein yecholo lahotzi afilu hi kvar yosas yedei kiddush. Ukemo beish lekamon besimin reish ayin gimel sif dalet the linyan lekiddush anoshim v'noshim shavim sharati and tes those who have it ayin pri megadim bepsicha shemistapek b'zeh tuulai isha afal pi shemichuyeves eino bichlal arvus shetucha lahotzi kishayotas kvar v'nisha besafek gam bedagol mervava halach b'shita zu. So why is the Mishnah Berurah going against all these sources that he's quoting? We saw this yesterday, right? Both in the Tshuvah Siman Zayin and his Chiddushim here argues v'herech lochiach b'rayis the isha b'mashe mechuyeves min haTorah he b'chlal arvus k'ish v'yichol lahotzi ayin sham. I don't quite grasp the Mishnah Berurah. Is he so confident 100% Rabbi Kivega is right? And that the Dagon Merivava and the Prima Gadav are wrong. He's actually passed. He went out on a limb. He went out on a limb and said that a woman is chayav and arvus when it comes to a mitzvah in which she is chayav. So just kiddush hayom. I wouldn't walk out on that limb. I'd be scared. I'd hang on to the trunk. He walked out on a limb, and he was willing to say we should follow. We should follow Rabbi Kivega. Now it's true, Rabbi Kivega. What do you mean? What do you mean, riots? What we saw as riots. We both said those riots. You have the riots in your piece of paper. Let's see those riots again one more time. Those riots, are they so completely, overwhelmingly convincing? One riot was from the fact that, in the wrong direction, the fact that what? That Shimon ben Shedach can be Motzi, Malchus, his sister. So first of all, as Rabbi Kivag himself said, that doesn't prove anything. That proves one of two possibilities. Either women are an Arvus, or that men can be motzi women. Doesn't prove that women can motzi men. So that's bechlal, no proof whatsoever. Right? That's. Now, the truth, I have to be honest with you. I didn't look at Tshuva Zayin. You can get Tshuvas. Who knows how to play with these computers? Ben is not here to see. Who knows how to do these things? Want to get me up a Kivega Tshuva Zayin? Michael, you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Yeah, you can do it. Here we have some singer. Get me on Bar Ilan. Shukra b'kivega orachayim. Shukra b'kivega chelik aleph siman zayin. You guys can do it like I can take out a pen to write my sign my name. So Baruch Hashem, we have people who are capable here. At least I know how to do. One thing I know is one thing. That's it. So we're in the movies, everybody. So. Look at this. Mom is like in the movie theater. So maybe there's another raya. Take out your piece of paper. I want to show you there's one more raya. that he brought only two rayas. It's v'herech v'rayas. I forgot. I honestly did not look in the Tshuva Rabbi Akiva. I have it at home. I just forgot to look it up. So my mistake. And therefore, before I question the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, it's only fair. Maybe some kind of a knockout raya in the Tshuva that's so overwhelming that he went out on a limb to pass it against two of the Gedolei Hador Mamish, the Notabi Huda and the Prima Gadim. Hey, that's pretty gutsy, right? What do you say? So the second raya that he quotes over here and that you have in front of you, he quotes the Dogel Meir of Ava. What's the second raya?
What's the exact citation?
I'm sorry?
What's the exact citation?
It's Madura Kama Chelik Al Simon Zayn. Simon Zayn should be right there. Let's see. Is it about these in Yonah?
So Kerma.
It's about these a little bit.
Kiddush. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Keep going. It must be a mistake. Maybe it's a long show. How long? That's it? Is it?
No, it's long.
Keep going. Look to see how Kata Minyan about it. Or almost.
He talked about it. Where? Here we are. Talking about it.
I'm used to reading books. Yeah, everyone sees it on the screen? You see the word Arvus says stop.
Just search it all at Arvus.
Well, okay.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow, that's right there. In green. The Nash and the
Bechal. There you go.
Here we go. Look at this. The Nash and the Bechal Arvus. How do you like that? Kimach of Rosh Brachas. This is quoting the Nagam Yehuda. Lo Nirakein. And chila klav and ishli ishli din arvus. Lo matzino b'shem duchta d'vishlo yadin shim yotza motzi. Right? Gam yane malko malkos. This we saw already. Mishnim hoya shimim ben shedach ochel kazayim motzi osa. Right? V'am noshim b'chu yavis b'rchas amazin midoraisa mabak ma mahanish ochel kazayis ho chivet rabbonu v'chivet d'raisa midin yotza motzi. Right? The gam l'gabit yisho aminan yotza motzi. Okay. Kavanas Arash, we saw Yotzamosi Bitatzmusa. Misha Mechuyev Ganka Mitzvah Zu. Shemachi Aftu Kvayotza Biatzamosi Achem. Aval Mitzvah Shena Bachiyuva Klal. Tahainu Lifiat Sad, the Noshimena Chaz Birchas Mazen, the Rai Sayna Raven of Mitzvah Birchas Mazen. Ava Mitzvah the Noshim Chayavas, Amaevas, Shagagan Yotzamosi. Venerally Raya Brurul, the Brurul is there. Raya Brurul is there. What's the Raya Brurul? What's the Raya Brurul? Let's see. Dim Nefaresh Arash Kipshuto. The Tama, the Isha, Eina Motzi, Eicha, Eina Motzi, Eves, Bedova. Oh, this is the same Raya. Well, you have this in front of you, this Raya, in different print. You have that piece of paper? You'll see the same Raya. Haina, Meshim, Deina, Oves, Benoshim. If that's the Pshat, Yiksha, Hamavuah, B'Megili, Yatesim, Edbeis, I'm on line 3. The Cheresh, Hamadaba, Eina, Shomea, Lemandoma, Im, Lohishmiya, Lioznov, Loyotza, Eina, Yocha, Lohotzi, Acherim, B'Megila, Duhu, Mikri, Eina, Mechuyah, Bedova. Kevon de Einu Yochel Hashmil Yoznov. Correct. Vachi Kayon Gabi Tkiyah Shofar. The Cheresh Medaba Vena Shomea. Einu Yochel Lahotzi Acherim. Shulchan Aruch Simen Tak Pat. Now it's 1 week to Rosh Hashanah, Rabosai. Vainu Gamke. Kevon Jehu Einu Mechuyah B'Tkiyah Shofar. Fine. Uvezeh Yikshe. The Maishna Midin Yotza Motzi. The Bezeh Lesa Latirusa Da Harosh. To Amari Ba'anoshim. Ela Al-Karach Gedvarenu. The Nefesh Ben Anoshim B'Noshim. And the Yikah, the Mitzvah, Shein Rach Yuvah Klal, Ein the Mitzvah Zudin Avas Klal. Rebbeinu Shalom, what is he talking about? Could be Tzvei Dinim, it could be both true. There could be a din that if you're not included in that mitzvah, there's no Arvus. And there's an additional din that women are also not Bechal Arvus. Unless you mean to say as follows. I saw the Bechivei Vega short. Since the Rosh says something, and since Rebbe Kivei Vega proves that someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva is not Chayev in what he calls Arvus. So therefore, the Rosh couldn't have meant more than that. Because the Rosh didn't mean two things at the same time. But the Baruch Hashem says, Achaz Dibra Lakim Shnaim Zu Shamat. When the Baruch Hashem says something, it means 70 different things at the one same time. But when the Rosh says something, it means one thing. So he said one thing, and we have a Mefurash Adin, that if you're not Bechlal the Chiyuv, you cannot be able to somebody else, so man who cannot hear. Cannot be blow shofar for somebody else. And the Rosh is saying something. So the Rosh must have meant that din. So you have no basis to assume that the Rosh meant an additional din that women are excluded from Arvus in all circumstances, even in the case of Kiddush, when they are Bnei Chiyuva. That must be pshat in the Omek Raya of the Kivegan. Because when I saw it the first time, I saw it the same thing as I was about to tell you. That's no Raya. The Tzvei Dinim. So I grew up, Tzvei Dinim, right? It's one din that Rabbi Kivegan quotes. Namely, what? That if I'm not Chayev, because if a person can't hear, he's not Chayev, can't blow shofar for somebody else. No one's arguing with that din. And there's an additional din, namely what? That a woman's partner is not included in nervous at all. What's wrong with that? So I think he's driving at, since the Rush only said one thing. You know what I'm saying? See, I think it's even better here than we have it over here. Because if you look at your piece of paper that you have in front of you, the one that we had. Because over here, uvetshuva kasafti raya brura lezeh, but mevur besugya, right? I said it well over here too. I didn't chap. The ikan akuda over here is not that the din exists. It's kavonas a rush. You know, now I'm beginning to feel a little more comfortable with the Mishnah Brura. The raya's brurus, I think, are just the same raya's that we have in the chidushin. There is no other raya. Okay, good. So on the one hand, there's no other raya. On the other hand, by looking at the lashon of the tshuva, it was this orally that the raya is not from the existence of the din, because that wouldn't prove anything. It could be two dinin. But the existence is the raya is from the kavanas a rush. And the rush quotes this din by Birchas Hamazon, and he quotes a din, and we know that this din exists. So mehecha teisit is another din. Maybe it exists, but there's no raya from the rush. Okay, so the dog of Rebbe can say it. I can say it without the rush. I can say it on my own. The dog of Rebbe said pshat in the rush that way, right? However, when the Mishnah Brura quotes the other one, the Mishnah quotes the Prima Gadim, Pepsicha. What Psicha? It's not clear what he means by Prima Gadim and Psicha. Let's see what he means by Prima Gadim and Psicha. He probably means Prima Gadim and the Psicha to the whole Shulchan Aruch, which is not printed in my volume over here, so I can't even find it for you. I wonder if he quotes the rush. Someone do me a favor. Look up the Prima Gadim and the Psicha, I guess the Psicha Kolela somewhere, and see if you can find this. I guess you could probably search it. Probably could search it right now on your computer. And I wonder if he said it on his own or if he said it based on the rush. Because Rabbi Kivegan has proven that the rush, there's no mucker in the rush to say this chiddush. One could have said it without the rush. Maybe women are not bechal arvus, because I said to you before, the lumdus thing being that arvus is called a kind of chovas hatzibur. And that's why I would have said that even if women are not included in arvus, it's only in one direction. They're not chayav for men, but men are chayav for them. But the Mishnah Brura has enough the courage of his convictions to paskin the Mishnah Brura, hey, against the Dagon of Bava, against the Psicha of the Mishnah of the Prima Gadim, and like Rabbi Kivegan, so a woman can make kiddush for a man, even if she's already yotze. Look at that. How do you like that? Okay. That's over here. But now moving on to what we said before. That I can understand on the grounds that since the woman and the men are both chayv and kiddush, so fine. But the question became, we're talking there about Tosef and Shabbos. So how in the world can there be a case of Arvus if the person himself is not chayv yet, since it's an hour before Shkia, there's no chiyuv. As it's bothering Rav Shlomo Zalman at the very beginning of Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Gimel. So I started saying, so I remember my sefer, I had this in page Memvav about this issue as a logical possibility that it won't work, but it's against all the sources. So Rav Shlomo Zalman got sidetracked. Let's discuss this over here. Umatzina b'simen tav kuf pei tes sivav v'ramo the ishim of arechas al shofar af al gav sheshomas meish shekvar yotzo. This is the thing we spoke about. That's the din. That was the question I was asking. How can that be? Where is their arvus? Why is a man responsible if this woman wants to have a religious experience and a kiyum mitzvah of shofar when she's not mechuyevus? It's a mitzvah sensation's man grama. That's what bothered me. That's what bothered me. That's what I wrote about in my sefer in a comment. Maybe it's not true. But how can that be true? So there's nothing to do in the Ramah. I said maybe someone argues in the Ramah. That's what I suggested there, and I thought it really wasn't true. But why not? He explains why not. A Chiddush Gadol seems to be a contradiction to Mincha Shlomo. Is it Shulchan Shlomo? Is Mincha Shlomo? I wouldn't be surprised if it's coming from another place. They tell you where things come from. Maybe coming somewhere from this tshuva. It's Reish Ayin Aleph. Everything has a source. Rav Shlomo Zalman's numerous svarim, Reish Ayin Aleph, this is Oz Hey. This comes from Shashak, Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa. It says, It's coming from, and we have it, you look it up. Perek Nun Aleph He'ara Chav Gimel. Michael, you have it? I have it also, but let me first read it from here. Seems the same words. How can it be? Catch the words, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, every word is measured. Shetuchal lo isha lahachnis es atzma b'mitzvah shofar im tirtze. Shegam tuchal levaruch b'atzma. Dibno ma'a she'en al zeh arevus. Hare ena shamaz klal kol shofar shal mitzvah. Of the achidish godol. They could be, I'm responsible. The word arevus, anochi arevenim, means responsible, right? I'm responsible not only to assist everybody, every other Jew, in fulfilling the obligatory mitzvahs. I'm even responsible, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in assisting any other Jew to perform a mitzvah which he or she is not required to fulfill. That's what it says. Is it there, Taka? Word for word, right? To quote it. That solves the problem, Rav Osai, of Shofar. But does that undermine Rav Shlomo Zalman, paragraph 1 in Mincha Shlomo? Here he says, I'm reading to you. He's like this. Since the Shomim were not Mekabel Shabbos, they're not Chayav to Mekabel Shabbos. So he wants to know, how can there be any kind of Arvus? Right? It's like a Birchat, so I wrote my Sefer. Don't eat the ice cream and don't make a Shahakel. So he says the Chorah this way. But this Chorah, it is beferish against what he himself wrote in the Shmir Shabbos. How do you like that? Steering up Shlomo Zalman. If you give an answer, you get a prize. Yes.
This would not work with the Ran's understanding of Arvus, that if someone else hasn't fulfilled their mitzvah, it's like you have an obligation.
See, the Ran says that the pshat in Arvus is that if Kol's mind that I haven't fulfilled, that every Jew hasn't fulfilled it, then I haven't really fulfilled. I call the Kiruv Ran. Then I haven't really fulfilled my obligation either. This seems to limit Arvus to obligatory. That's what I was. Where's the word Arev come from? An Arev, you know, in Choshev Mishpat. A Malva Lov and an Arev. Now, there can only be an Arev if the Lov is Chayav to pay. If the Lov is Chayav to pay and I accept it, I'm a guarantor, I have to pay the money in order to, you follow me? To pay off his debt. But if the quote Lov is not really obligated, he's just sort of, he has some kind of a. I would maybe a moral obligation or some kind of he wants to pay. let's say the lov is putting him in paying. He wants to pay anyway. So I'm the chuyuv, is the earth to pay the money? Chas v'shalom. I'm only obligated for his obligation, not for his trip, even though he's doing it for noble reasons. No? Let's just imagine. I'll give him a motion. Imagine that there's a malva lov and an earth, and Shemitah passed already. The Shemitah passed, so the Lov is obviously not obligated to pay the money back. For Pesukim and Chumash. Now the Lov said, you know, I feel bad for the Malva. I really want to pay him back. So pay him back. I have no money. Go to the Arif. You know, we call that a tzaddik of Yenim Tzcheshbin. You'll be a tzaddik on his back. That's or say, go fly a kite. So why is that different over here? The woman wants to hear shofar. Very nice. I'm not against shofar. But well, how can I be the... You hear my question? I thought my question is still a good question. Shlomo Zalman was saying a chiddush. Here in the first paragraph, he's hesitant about this chiddush. So I'm just pointing out it seems to be a bit of a contradiction. So far, I haven't read the whole tshuva of Shlomo Zalman yet over here. But when I saw this, I jumped. I said, this is against this. So you have over the weekend, Rabbi say, people spend their weekends in all kinds of other funny places. But your weekend will be spent trying to find for the stira between the Shmir Shabbos, the Chosik from Shlomo Zalman, and Mincha Shlomo, Chelag, Aleph, Simon, Gimel, the first paragraph. What do you do? Is there Arvus for voluntarism or not? I would have said logically no. All the sources seem to say yes, by this case of the Shofar. So then, you know, I don't want to belabor the point. Rabbi say, here we went driving. You have an assignment. Now, Shlomo Zalman is a very long shul. Maybe just look at another few paragraphs. He may even address it directly. It's hard to remember. He goes back and forth. He has 5 pages on this whole discussion. We left off yesterday with the following question. So like this. He's bothered by the problem of how can it be that somebody is going to make Kiddush and then go take a shave and a shower right afterwards. Let's see if I can find that where. It's so hard to find things in here. I certainly saw it. He wants to get the following shaila. Can someone daven Marv Friday, you know, after Plaga Mincha, and make a condition of not being Mekabel Shabbos? I thought the answer for sure was no. Same as I can't make Kiddush and make that for myself and make that condition. According to the Rambam, it's Buxi the Rambam Sul. He has a different word in the Rambam. I would have said according to the Rambam, no dos for Shabbos, I can make Kiddush. This is before she did in Rambam, based on the Gemara, and then I can take a shave. He says it's an impossibility. So it's impossible to say that I can't. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. How do you know it doesn't work? Listen to this one now. Listen carefully. He wants a more Erevin. You can't say Mekadesh HaShabbos and make a Tanai that you're not keeping Shabbos. That's our Gemara used to an Erevin. Yom Kippur, you can't say Shechiyonu a la kos, drink the cup, and have in mind not to be Mekabel Yom Kippur until after you finish the cup. It doesn't work. Why was the Gemara say? The Mevarech Alei V'Shasilei came at Dama's man Kabel Alei V'Osilei. You can't say Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu Lazman Azeh. What's man Azeh? Tess, Betishrei, Zman Azeh. Zman Azeh means Yom Kippur. So once you say Zman Azeh, you can't drink the wine. It's ridiculous. So too, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman suggests you can't do Mekadosh HaShabbos, but I'm not Mekabel Shabbos yet. I'm talking for yourself, not for somebody else. For yourself. It's ridiculous. Can't be. So too, if I make Kiddush for somebody else, and I say the words Mekadosh HaShabbos, and for the one who's hearing me, it's Shabbos. So Al Korcho Nasa Shabbos Gam Liatzmo. And here's the Lomas Stavros story. If those want to look it up, it's page Yud Beis. The Shuvah starts on page Tes and goes till Yud Dalit. I'm already up to Yud Beis, the very top line of column 2. Kilo Mistaber Shelepa Oso Akidish Hu Osa Lacherim Laila Yudu Liatzmo Adayin Chol Yom V'gam Lo Mistaber Sheyev Shel Lahalos Oshun Bepiv Smoking. Ooh. Smoke is also every day, not only on Shabbos. But no, when Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote the Shuvah, I guess they didn't realize this yet. Okay? So, you make Kiddush while you're smoking? B'shah she'osa Kiddush l'achem v'omim b'shkadosh on Shabbos? Can't be. But he points at something which is clear. But Kivega wasn't bothered by that. Kivega was only bothered by a different question. Ben Yir, Ben Krach. Why did Kivega bother with bothered? Achol Rabbi Kivega lo hiskim et klal b'dvarav the yevshu shegam nas l'shabas and b'kadosh al korcho mashur d'lo sober hochi v'lochein bot lo daiti on of Hador of Shlomo Zalman. Since Rabbi Kivega didn't bring up this issue, even though I think it's a great issue, bot lo daiti of Shlomo Zalman. But still, since it's a machlokes, you shouldn't do it. Either Ramba, because the Ramba holds it's good, because Rambam holds those things to serve a Shabbos, and still you can make Kiddush before because some of looked at also. So I would have answered, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass the rest to serve a Shabbos. He says a little bit different. Look what he says. He says Muzar Ma'od Lomar. He's still, despite Rabbi Kivega didn't bring, he was ready for Batal Daito, but his next paragraph is still kicking. Muzar Ma'od Lomar. She'ev shel espal armishol Shabbos v'gam lekaddish mivod yom. It's strange, he says. I would have said that's the Rambam's unique sheet that we don't pass it. Even the Rambam is strange. As the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? But that's the Rambam. The Af Al Gav She'ena Sova Klal Shum Tosefes. Quote is the quote of the Gemara. Aval Vaday Mitzvah Lahosif V'zeo Hatkios Shehoyu. In my humble opinion, all this means is you have to play it safe. Not that Tosefa Shabbos is schal. Not that it's schal. It's just a mitzvah, you shouldn't cut it so close. But he's saying there's some kind of a chalos tosef is according to the gross pshat in the Rambam, which I don't read in the Rambam that way. I'm not sure if the Groy meant that. And therefore, that explains why you can make kiddush because you're not really supposed to do malacha because it's included in that time zone. I don't think it's true. Rambam says samach l'knisaso. I'm not even sure you can't do it before plagam. I just don't know what samach means. You know samach? Who was in the shiur last year? What does samach usually mean? Half hour, right? How does this parak quote our parak begin? Arve psachim what? Samach l'mincha, half an hour before. So half an hour before you can make kiddush, right? And mechuyah to mekabel Shabbos half an hour before. Not so. So I still think within the Rambam, even though it's muzar ma'od, it's probably true. But I wouldn't carry that for us. We don't pass on the Rambam. So for us, I would say that his point is well taken. But he says butler that to Rabbi Kivek. How do you like that? This is a fascinating discussion here. There's much more. I'm just reading you the. Now we do the bottom line. The bottom line. Kivek has a suffix. We should not take any chance on the suffix. Shas atchak, maybe. But that's only liyachidim uofan aroy. Can't be kovei minig that way. But what should you do? Listen to what he says to Shlomo Zalman. If you have to make kiddush in Shari Tzedek and go back to who knows the main part of town, it's too far to walk. Look what he says to do. Listen to this. Yechaven the kabel olav kedusha Shabbos. Listen to this. It's mind boggling. Take a taxi. A Jew hasn't mekabel Shabbos yet. Rabbi says the main reason you're not allowed to go in a car, in a bus, or in a subway is not malach. Nah. Done by a guy that somebody's going anyway. It's Zilusa de Shapsa. I like to quote a Mishnah Brewer. Can someone do me a favor? I think we're entitled in our room to have a Mishnah Brewer, one volume on all six Chalak. I think you can afford to buy one for us because I don't have these from here. So maybe you can get one from SOY or something. Just that, we used to have in the old place, probably still in that room. Who knows, back in the old building. Maybe we had this is in Chalak Hay. It's in the Mishnah Brewer. It's in the Simon about funerals on Yom Tov. So there's a whole din, it's the Sugim Misaf the Beitza. If you can do a funeral on Yom Tov, and this way, that way, to a Jew, to a Goy, first day, second day. But the Ramah writes, what you certainly can't do is ride a horse. What's wrong with a horse? You're doing Malachas Mamish. What's wrong with a horse? So the Lashon of the Mishnah Brewer, I believe, is, or Sharatzian maybe, is Zilusa v'chutzpah yeserta. It's a big zilzal in the chutzpah to ride a horse on Shabbos. And it seems to me that the same problem exists in riding a car, a train, or a bus. It's Zilusa v'chutzpah yeserta. That's why Shlomo Zalman writes over here that if it is not Shabbos yet, you have a Kabbalah Shabbos privately, there's nothing wrong. Some posts extend this, by the way, for B'nai Chutz Loretz and Eretz Yisrael and Yom Tov Sheni. Even though I can't do any malacha, I can take a bus. I mean, I can't pay, so my friend will swap the kartzisiyah twice. Pamayim, is they still saying pamayim? Still, yeah? Pamayim, right? It's pamayim, and he chup, and I didn't do anything. I got on the bus. Bus, and it's yata for me. There's nothing really, no malacha. I'm not saying as a definitive, I say the shas atzchak, I would say you can do such a thing. I did have a shadow recently, of someone who wanted to, because this week, especially this year, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So someone from my shul has a bar mitzvah Shabbos Bereshis, but he wants to spend Simchas Torah with his parents in Katamo. So how do you do it? The problem was, I said, if it was in town, no, you want to go all the way to, I don't know where, to Ramot, too far to walk, male, you know what I'm talking about. So I said, he wanted to go to Nofai alone. I said, Nofai alone, that's out of the tchum. I said, you can't do that. I said, it's very nice hakafas in Shalavim. So you should go there, and then you can walk over to the Nofei alone for Shabbos. He said, please. Okay. So I went to ask Rabbi Shechter. He's a little bit more make on Yom Tov Sheni, a little bit than I am. So I said, he says to me, why don't you go to Hakafas and Shalavim? the same exact response. So I got how much was going to do. It's a Shalom Bayis issue over there. But I'm sure that the family will work it out, and everything's going to be Shalom. But I couldn't give a heck. But I said, if it was within the Tchum, I'd be willing to allow him to take a bus based on the Pesach of Reb Shlomo Zalman. He even says Mishas Atzchak to go with a Jew, because I guess for that Jew it's not Shabbos. Why not? I don't see why not. Yes.
Couldn't he be much enough for even Ben Shmasha?
No. Ben Hashmash is a little too much, because then it would be already Zilzul, because then everyone's Chai.
But then we say that Shulit Logos are very
wrong. Yeah, but that is a Zilzul, it's not doing Shulit. It's not the Emil Lenochi part. Lenochi to Ben Hashmash is Mutter, but not going on a bus.
Is Yisr Dervan is not worse than Zilzul?
Zilzul is Meta Halacha. I'm serious. There's certain things which go beyond the detail. It's Zilzul. That's worse. Yes.
Wouldn't a bus be very different than going in a car? Because the bus started, problem is starting a car. I mean,
the 100%.
So a cab, even Erev Shabbos, if that is the Jewish driver starts the car because he's going to drive you, that would only be the Zozo?
It's before, no, it's before Shabbos.
But
the sun is high in the sky.
Even though for you, even though he's driving the car for you, it's
Shabbos. Yeah, sure, he's still about it. He could drive for another an hour all over the place. He can spend Shabbos in Nofa alone.
He
could be there in less than an hour.
He's only doing it because of you, though.
So what? But it's not Shabbos. Okay, Ad Kan is more to be said, but I wanted to talk about other things. Isn't it amazing? This truth is gewaldig. The only issue is that first paragraph, how do we reconcile it if it's all possible with that quote from the Shmir Shabbos? That's your assignment, Rabosa. So now, Rabosa, we have to discuss halacha lemaisa, the din of a woman making kiddush for a man. I know it's a very politically charged issue. We'll first discuss from the pure halachic perspective, and then we'll discuss it maybe from a little bit of a broader perspective, which may actually count for maybe a parsha shiur, or maybe a musa shavuos, or a hashkafa shiur, whatever you name it. So whoever has the marim makomos, let's take a look. I asked you to see all the nosei kelim over here on Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Beis. Please pull out whatever you happen to have. I asked you to see what? The Taz, Mogan Avraham, Machs HaShekel, Mishter Brewer, Sharatzina Be'alocha. That's the full court press. I can't do any more than that for those who have these forum, although we'll see how court other things as well. We'll start with the Taz. I hope some of you have the Taz. I hope so. If not, you'll manage. Unless I put it on screen. Can you do that? Back on, put it on the screen. The Taz exists, right?
Yeah.
Why not? Let everyone see what... I shouldn't think I'm trying to pull any wool of anyone's eyes, Khalilah. I wouldn't want to try to do that, but sometimes you could be guilty. You know what? We'll go to the Mogan Avraham because it's a little bit. The truth is, they're both good. They're both good. They both have the same kash against the Bach. It all starts with the Bach. The Mechaber says, we'll see both. That's
everything?
Well, let's first see the Taz. I want the Taz. Beis and the Mogan Avraham Beis, both. If you can get them both on the screen, it'll be even better. So we say basically both say the same thing. So you'll see that it's not just one man's trip. It's the two main mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch come to the same conclusion, both in opposite to the Bach. Now who was the Bach compared to the Taz? Who was he? Who was his? Father-in-law. We love these disputes between the Shver and the Edom. Whoa, you gotta love them. So it keeps referring to Mori V'chami, my late father-in-law, and he often argues with him, but that's okay. They mean l'shem shemayim. So we're on the screen now. We'll start with the Taz at the bottom, because the Taz was really first. Motzias es ha'anoshim. Afal gav de besimin tof resh pei tes pasuk ha'shulchan aruch siv beis. Kebahat de'ein noshim motzios anoshim b'mikra megillah. Afal pishem chayav osim mikra megillah. It's a very important line in the Taz, b'mamar ha'musgar. He says, pasuk. Now, if you look in Siman Tarpat, because I don't have it in front of me, he quotes 2 days. The Bahag is a Yesh Omrim, that a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. But the Taz assumes that since he quoted as a Yesh Omrim, it's Pasak. I'm saying it for a reason. Because in some communities, they already have a case where a woman reads the Megillah for a man, and it's according to the Taz's explanation, it's against the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. They may say it's only a Yesh Omrim, but the Taz took it as a Psak. I'm saying it parenthetically. Okay. Lo dami dekan. The Megillah yesh deos ein lanoshim levarach al mikra Megillah el al mishma Megillah. K'moshe kazet shama beis Yosef. A woman's only chayiv in shmiya, and a man's chayiv in kriya. Al kein bevadai Lo nachon shalachat chila yotziyu ha'anashim, because maybe they're not in the same level of chiyuv. She's only chayiv in shmiya, he's chayiv in kriya. Masha ein kein kan. Hakol modim shein chilu klal ben anashim lenashim al kein shapir motzios osam. Okay? Klar, black on white. V'rashal u'moch zal, who's moch? Is it written out by you? What's moch stand for? Mori v'chami zal, that's my father-in-law, my debach. The bach is right over here, pasku. Gam kan, the ein motzios k'mo megillah. The ein ze muchruch klal. It's absolutely not muchruch. He thinks it's not, there's no, it's basically saying that the father-in-law is wrong. I mean, that's what he's nice saying in a nice way. The father-in-law is wrong because he has no right to extrapolate from Megillah to Kiddush. Now, this edition even has the Marashal. Most editions don't have the Marashal. This edition does. Hagos Marashal. Okay. Sorry. Ayin Mashka Safti B'Hilchos Megillah Imicholim L'Hotzi Acherim. It's not here. Obviously, he said no, because the Taz quotes him as such. Wait a second. Now, goes to the Tur Khan? What Khan? He just makes a reference to what he said later. I guess that's what they mean, making a reference. Anyway, whatever it may be. Mogan Avraham, you have that in front of you. Let's just see the same thing basically again, but a little bit more elaborate. Mogan Avraham, base. Hikshabach, Mashlom and Megillah. Then motzios u'kamosh kados simitar patz in base. V'yishtamitze the Bach forgot divrei ha'toisvus besukol amitches shekosvu kevan the rabbim heim zila behumilsa shetotziem isha ayin sham. Tosim esach the sukol daf lamitches amenalv says the reason why a woman can't read the Megillah for a man is not the lumdus of the Taz, which is I think the correct shot in the Bach that she's on. That's the Bach said. That she's only chayiv in shmiya, and he's chayiv in kriya. Tosin and Lamech has a completely different take. No, zila milsa. It's who wants to give a translation? Who wants to take a stab at translating that? Anybody? Zila bu milsa. What's the charge of zila? Like we said before, zilusa deshapsa. What's it, a degradation? How much? Who wants to translate zila zilusa? Anybody?
Sheepings.
What?
Sheepings.
Cheapens. That's right. Very good for Lashon Zol. It's a cheapening. So that's a little. I like little translations. It's a cheapening. It's a cheapening of the thing. Mils is a thing that a woman should be motzi a man. Now that doesn't sound too politically correct. What does that mean? What does that mean? If in fact a woman is chayav and megillah the same as a man, why is it cheap that a woman is motzi a man? That's a good question. It's an excellent question. So Tosfos says, straightforwardly, Rabbim Haim, Tosfos says that it's not appropriate for a woman to be motzi a Rabbim in any obligation, even if she's on the same level of obligation as the Rabbim is. Apparently, it was not considered appropriate, at least in those days, for a woman to exercise a public role. And to motzi as a Rabbim, Yudei Chovosan. If that's the case, if this is correct, can a wife be motzi your husband in Kriyas and Megillah? What do you say? Yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely yes. Can you be motzi your son in Kriyas and Megillah? Absolutely yes. It's not a rabbin. According to the Taz's Pshat in the Bahag, absolutely not. Because the woman, I don't care if the woman is a wife or a mother, she's still partner from Kriyas on the Chayav in Shmir. By the way, I don't go too far afield because our time is quite short today, but what does it mean, Shmir and Kriyas? Sounds like a bunch of words, no? Shmiya, Kriya, it's a bunch of words. What does it mean? I'll give you in a nutshell, I have a long marocha on this, this will be in 2 minutes, that in my opinion what it means is as follows. The reason why women are chayav in three mitzvahs, what are they? They are Chanukah, Megillah, and Arba Kosos, is why, it's in our perek. Afein Hayu, but also Hanes. It's a Gemara Pesachim, look it up, and Daf Kuf. I'm saving time. You can look it up yourself. It's right there. Right there. My pshat is as follows. This creates a new obligation of Pirsumei Nisa. Women are obligated only in the Pirsumei Nisa aspect of these three mitzvahs. All of them have a Pirsumei Nisa aspect, and they have a core mitzvah aspect. The core mitzvah, women are potter from. It's man grama. The pesumenis aspect, they're chayav in. Now, you'll ask me, kind of starting from Megillah, why am I saying that Shmiya is the pesumenis aspect and Kriya is the core mitzvah? I'll tell you why. It's based on the Shut Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says, for Pesumenisa, it has to be obvious even to the unlearned, to the unschooled, to the masses, to the ignorant. Otherwise, it's not really publicity, just that the scholarly elite, intellectual elite. No, that doesn't help. Of course, it's based on the case of Mishnah Chashavus. Fine. Rabbi Sai, if you take a poll, when you walk out of shul, this you walk out of shul on Purim. You stand and go in the back, and as the people are going out, you'll ask them, were you out to the Megillah? Say, yeah. How are you, Yotze? Most people will tell you, I heard the Balkari. Okay. How should a Lamdan respond? Yeah?
I read it myself.
That's correct. I read it to what principle?
Shemea
Ka'ona. So we have at least one Lamdan in the room. I'm not even sure in this room how people would answer. I don't know how many Lamdan there are. But the Amcha, they heard the Megillah. That's what's famous. What's famous is the Shmiya. That everybody read through Shemei Kol, that's not famous at all. That cannot be presumed. That's what Avnei Nezer says. There can be no presumenis on Kriya, only on Shmiya. Everyone, you following the logic? Oh. So I say the woman's only chayiv in the presumenis, which is Shmiya. So she cannot read for the husband who's chayiv in Kriya. Now, how do I know if my pshat is correct? There are other pshatim from both sides. There were three other pshatim given. If you look at Mikroi Kodesh on Purim, three pshatim he gives. Different than mine. What are the three pshatim? One is that women are only chayiv in Megillah, they're not chayiv in Hallel. And Hallel is an additional chiyuv to the Megillah Yudalid, that the kriyos is a Yilula. So therefore, the woman reads the Megillah for the man, she cannot be motzi him in the Hallel aspect. Or, I think it's the Marchesha says, she's not chayiv in the Zechiras HaMolek aspect, which is also included in the Megillah. The Turi Evan says her level of chiyuv is lower. She's chayiv at the Rabbanon, and he's chayiv what we call midirei Kabbalah, based on Tanakh. Hayom Amel and this Karim Venasim, Pesuk in the Megillah, but she's potter, it's Manga Rama, she's only chayiv at the rabbinic level of Afinah, what's the next? According to all three Pshatim Rabbos, it's not understandable what are the words Shmiya and Kriya have to do anything. It doesn't make any sense. So, Mechila, I don't think these Pshatim are correct. I think my Pshat is right. I mean, I'm based on Avnei Nezer. He goes, I'm saying I'm based. He goes a little bit twisted at the end differently to me. I think my pshat is the best pshat. Okay, everyone's entitled to think the pshat is the best pshat, but I think my pshat fits in the simplest pshat. I have a right to what I'm saying. If the other mefarshim are correct, it's clearly limited to Purim. It's all special in my Purim, right? There's a Hallel on Purim, and there's a Zechiras HaMolek on Purim, and there's two levels, there are Rabbanan. The Rav Yoh says, the Bahag said this, it's close to the Bahag, said it by Purim. I wonder what he would say, I didn't see if he said anything similar with respect to Chanukah and Arba Kosos. According to the conventional Pshatim, all three of them, it's a non sequitur. What? What does it have with Kosos? What does it have to do with Chanukah? Completely unrelated. But if my Pshat is right, as I will demonstrate to you momentarily, the same dichotomy of Pesumenisa aspect in contrast to Kor Mitzvah aspect will exist by Ner Chag and Arba Kosos. Ner Chanukah. Rabbi said, what do you think? You go to a house and some one person is lying in the Ner Chanukah. How is everybody Yotze? Oh, so the Lamed will say, Ner Ishu Beso. It's only an obligation on the entire household. That's fine. What will the average person think?
Re'iyah.
Correct. Re'iyah. Re'iyah is the Shmiyah of the Megillah. It's the first of it. Everybody gathers around and looks at the Neiris. So I claim that women are only chayiv in Re'iyah. That's the Pesumenis aspect. I have a right from Mishnah Berurah Chos Chanukah, not for now. What about Arba Kosos? That's what we're going to have to discuss about Rechus Gedolah. We come close to Pesach. We hope to come back to these inyanim. We have a lot to talk about. We're only discussing Kiddush. This Pesach has about apokosis and matzah and all the good things. No, what do you say about this one? Anybody know? This is famous Torah. You ever learned this is world famous? No? Since we have Pesach and my camera is just showing you that's way ahead of Pesach, just turn to Kuf Ches. This will take a minute. This is a digression. But I don't want you to think that this Divrei Chacham Chidos Stumin. Everything has a pshat. To look at the last six words or five words in Kuf Ches and Aleph. Noshim Chayavos Piar Bekosos Alalu. Turn the page to Kuf Ches and the base. She'af Heinoyu Ba'oso Anes. Okay? Af Heinoyu Ba'oso Anes. Good. Says the next Gemara. Two lines later. Four lines later. Shason Chai. Omarovo. Yideyayin Yotza. Yideycherus Lo Yotza. Shason Bevasachas. Yideyayin Yotza. They are Bekosis Lo Yotza. That's the Girsa of the that we have in the Gemara. However, there's an additional Girsa. Take a look, if you will, in the Rach has a little bit. What does the Rach say? Shason Chai, Yidei. No. Let's look at it in the Rif. I'm sorry for this extra trip. I just want to show the Rif's gear, and then we'll come right back to our main inyanim, if you don't mind. I just want to show you shouldn't think that we say things which have no meaning. We'll get to it much more barichas before Pesach. Just to see the gears of the Rif, you'll see that it has a tremendous pshat. In this edition, you should find it. Where is it? On page Samach Zion towards the bottom. Everyone see? Shesan, the last seven lines. Shesan Chai, the old edition, it's Chav Gimel now. Shesan Chai, Yotze de Dalat Kosas, Vayotze de Cheirus. Shesan Vasachas, Yotze de Cheirus, Vayotze de Abakos. Let's give this to Rambam as well. What does that mean? So the Brisker Rav explains famously in his piece in his Sefer on the Rambam. It's Svei Dinim, as usual, in Abakosis. One is Abakosis. Abakosis. You have to have four cups for the four things. What are the four things? Kiddush, Hallel, Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel. That's Abakosis. So Shason Chai, Shvach, wine, Yotze. What's Cheirus? Cheirus is Pesume Nisa, Rabosai. Cheirus, you're demonstrating you're a free man, Pesume Nisa. If you have Shvach, wine, you're not Yotze, Pesume Nisa. Shason Bevas Achas, Yotze de Cheirus, Pesume Nisa. Because you really showed you're free. You drink a guzzle down four cups one after the other. Lo yotze abakos, because you didn't associate these four cups with Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Hallel respectively. Fine. In my view, according to this paradigm, what are women chayavin? Which half? Only cheres, because that's what? That's pisumenisa. They're not chayav in abakosis, in that aspect of it. Isn't that amazing? This is a very, very important to yourself, because there are some who claim that women are potter from the Haggadah. Potter completely, it's mangroma. So they ask the kash, how can it be? The chayav and abakosis, and the second cup has to be on the magid. The answer is no. According to my pshat, women are only chayav in the cheres aspect. They guzzle down four cups, there would be yotze. That's all a digression I've also had to show you, that when Chazal says something, they mean something. So not one word is extra without meaning. So we don't talk. We have a shver cup. We can't figure it all out usually. But everything has a precise meaning. Let's go back. So this is all a digression in explaining what the Bahag holds as quoted by the Taz. Fine, so we saw the Taz. We're in the middle of the Mogad Avraham now. Okay, so Zilim is it cheapens it. It cheapens it. Whatever that means. Cheapens it. So the question now becomes, Halacha Lamaisa. What should we do as far as women making a kiddush for a man? What's it in? So, technically speaking, I have to be honest with you, and I don't like to pull the wool in anybody's eyes. In my view, technically speaking, if a woman makes kiddush for a man, the man is yotze. Finished. If she already did it herself, I'm not so sure. That's what we said before, the Mishnah Berurah with the begadim, the rabbi got to Ricky Vegan. But here, but should you do it? May you do it? Not so clear. So the Mogad Avraham says that Tosis in Sukkot Aflam and Ches is Rabim, Zilabu Milsa, Rabosai. If that's the case, should only be a problem when it comes to a rabbim. But let's say there's only two people in the house. Husband and wife, honeymooners. Just got married to honeymooners. There's nobody home. And now the wife says something, I want to make kiddush for you. And the husband will say, well, I grew up, my father was making Kiddush. Yeah, but we're more modern. I want to make Kiddush for you. What should his response be? He has a problem. Yeah?
Depends on whether we hold up the Taz's interpretation of the Bahag or Tosfos.
No. That would be by Megillah. It's talking about Kiddush. Kiddush according to everybody, she can be Motzi the man, her husband. Not even a question. She can do it. The question whether she may do it. She certainly can do it. The question whether she may do it.
According to the Bahag, it doesn't. According to the Bahag's interpretation of the Bahag, it wouldn't work.
That's correct. The Bach seems to say it wouldn't work, but the Bach is a Pella. I'm not going to hide behind the Bach. I have to be intellectual. I'm not going to hide behind the Bach's kapota. You know, and the Bach said that it's no good. You know, it'd be very nice for me to say that, so you can't do it because of the Bach, but I have to understand it. My Rebbe taught us you have to understand it. If you don't understand it, you can't just hide behind it. I read you the Lashon of the Bach. The Bach is critiqued both by his own loyal son-in-law, the Taz, and by the Mogen Avraham with the same exact critique. True, they respectfully have different understandings of the Bahag, but they both agree that the Bach is incorrect. I'm reading you the Lashon of the Bach inside. Close Machlokes by Megillah. It says, V'tema, Shekan Pasuk Apirish Rashi. And in Megillah, he paskins that a woman cannot be the Megillah for a man. Ha'psokim Sosim says that, the Nero Dein Lechalik Ben Kiddush LeMegillah. Leni Estaita Eko LeHachmir B'Kiddush K'mob Megillah. She'ain noshim otzias la'noshim. Period. And he says, "For the mashal said so in the Tur Tarpat." I don't have a mashal Tur Tarpat. If you look it up for me, we can find it. No, not now. Oh. Your leisure. Okay. If you can get it for me on some search engine or something, okay? Because the mashal is a separate. You can find. I want to know what he said. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I will reserve judgment till Sunday when we see hopefully the mashal inside. I thought it was here, but it's just a reference to there. So I always like to keep my of an open mind. If Mashal can convince me that you're really not Yotze, I'll be convinced. Lefiani is tightly so far today on Thursday, certainly a Yotze. The question is, may you do it or not? So if it's Zila B'Milsa, we have to be honest, the source of Tosin Sukkulam and Ches only says it by Rabbim. That being the case, in private should be no problem. So what's wrong if the woman makes Kiddush for the man? What could be possibly wrong? It's different than it's in the minute of 1,000 years. But other than that, what's wrong? Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Rabbi Osai Sifkat and Dal. Yes.
Can you mention that even though, I mean, we'll be talking specifically about Arvus, the word Arvus, but you mentioned that even though it's done for Rabbim, and could you technically do it for an individual, but it's still a chiyuv of the Rabbim, it's related to the Rabbim, so it's to the public. So even though...
That's Arvus, you're right. I like that svar. I'm talking about a case of a woman who wasn't Yotze yet, and he wasn't Yotze yet. Fakert, in most cases, she was less Yotze than him, because he read a Davin Meir. She probably didn't. So she's Fakert, she's more chayav than he is, potentially. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah inside. Let's look inside. Umotzio says Anoshim. Pcheniskimu ataz v'magan Avraham v'agro v'shachonim means against whom? Against the Rashal and the Bach v'amachmer. Fine. Umikol v'yesh l'akol l'chatchila shelo totzi isha. And now, Rabbo said, we come to the critical phraseology of the Mishnah Berurah. Critical, and I'm going to be critical. What does he say over here? What are the words? Anoshim she'eino mibnei beisa dezila milsa. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah got to say that she cannot be motzi anybody who's not from her household. Presumably, someone who's not from her household is included in the category of rabbim zila milsa. But if it's from her household, no problemo. That's the actual wording of the Mishnah Berurah. I concede. But who are his sources? And what do the sources say? He has two sources, Rabbi Osai. El Yerabah and Derech Achai. So let's look at the sources. You know me. Always look at the sources. I always say, don't trust anybody. I was reading about one of the Mechanism. He said, his Rebbe taught him, don't trust Tosfos. Tosfos? Don't ever trust Tosfos. When they quote a Gemara, look it up yourself. It's a schlep to go get another Masechta. But he's right, because when Tos quotes Gemara, they quote it the way they read the Gemara. It's not always the way we read the Gemara. So same thing. Don't Mishnah Berurah quotes? They have this new thing called the Oz Vahoda Mishnah Berurah. Anyone have that? No? It's a... Isn't it? Or is it Masift? What's it called? It's called Oz Vahoda, right? Yeah. They give you everything quoted. They give you in the bottom the whole quote. But Eli Rabba, luckily, in this edition, they have it. I have the Eli Rabba. It's here. It's in the back. I can look at. I'll look it up myself. Eliyahu Rabba, Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph. I'll read it to you and I'll tell you where to look it up yourself. You can look it up too. Don't trust me on anything. Because you're going to see soon, I'm a little bit wondering about the Mishnah Berurah. This is the lashon of the Eli Rabbi verbatim. Uladina nirali be'ein b'nei besa ein motzia at all, even b'nei, cannot. Abel b'nei besa motzia. So far the same as Mishnah Berurah, right? Isn't that right? He left, so far, right?
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that you're not Yotzi, he just discouraged it. Because
right. Okay. This is what Eli Rabbi said. So maybe it's the same thing. Okay, but that's not my focus. The Mishnah Berurah quote Eli Rabbi, a half a quote. I'm sorry to say, if someone did it today, they would accuse him of intellectual dishonesty. He left out half a sentence. Chas v'shom, about the holy tzaddik, but going into Mishnah Berurah, especially what I'm going to tell you now is going to be a chumrah, and Mishnah Berurah is not known to making kulos in these inyanim. I don't know, I just can't understand why I left that half a sentence. I'll read the entire sentence, okay? If he stopped here, it would be an accurate quote. It's almost a verbatim quote. What did he say? Look inside Mishnah Berurah again. Shlototzi l'chatchila. Shlototzi isha, that's a l'chatchila, it's not completely clear, and that's what the Mishnah, what the Eliyahu Rabbi said. I'll tell you what. Let's read straight. I was trying to save time. Look what this is over here. The Bach says she'ein motzia, even b'diyevet. That's what the Bach said, and I gotta understand why. He bases it on the Bahag and the Megillah, zila b'milsa. Apparently, also it's not even yotze b'diyevet. That's how I read the Bach. Even I don't understand it. We're waiting for the Marashal on Sunday, but the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the Eliyahu Rabbi, said only about l'chatchila. I don't understand why that's true. Says the lashon one more time. Ein b'nei besa, ein motzia. But the distinction between members of the family has to be l'chor only l'chatchila. Let's say that zilei b'milsa l'chachamu mafkia. That's very helpful. That's why the whole Tosfos Sukkah Lamed Ches is shver. That's tough from the beginning. If the Poshut Pshat, the Bahag says that a woman cannot be motzia a man. Period. So what are you talking about zilei b'milsa? That seems to be only may not cannot. That's not a problem. That's why the whole Tosfos I don't understand. I know the Bahag, the way we have the Bahag, the way the Rush quotes it, it's Shmir Kriya. The whole thing is a pella, not Tosfos Sukkah Lamed Ches. Okay. Aval Lebnei Beisa Motzia. That's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, right? He left out five words. What are they? Kishe'ein Baal HaBayis. When the Baal HaBayis is not there. The Bach is saying, the Eliyahu is saying, clear gender roles for husbands and wives, Rabbi Osi. I'm saying it without apologetics. I'm just quoting it. There's a gender role for a husband and a wife. The wife, as I always say, the wife lights candles and the man makes kiddush. The wife lights candles and the husband makes kiddush. If there's no husband and wife, so then the man's living by himself, he does both. Woman's living by herself, she does both. But when there's a husband and a wife, happily married, so then the wife lights candles. And if I told my wife I want to light candles this week, she would give me, I won't finish a sentence, but I wouldn't dare say it in the first place. It's her mitzvah to light candles. So she says that she wants to make kiddush. What's this? This is the husband's role. So the Ali Rab is only megel if the husband's not there. That's such an important omission, especially in today's world. For some reason, unknown to me, not found in the Mishnah Berurah. And even that, Rabbi Osai, even that, there is no husband there. There is no husband. There is no husband. Husband went on a business trip. So the wife is there, we'll call it the mother is there with the three sons. So then, the mother can make kiddush, but he adds another four words. Ela she'ein morin kein. It's halacha v'ein morin kein. Even that caveat is also missing in the Mishnah Berurah. Two of the most important caveats are not found in the Mishnah Berurah. Hello, double. I don't understand why. Do you mean to disagree with those caveats? Did he just leave them out inadvertently? I don't know. And he says, you know when she can make kiddush even in the first instance? Miyuk she'ein b'nei besa anoshim. Rakitanim v'noshim. Vadei morin lehotziyah. Very nice. If they're only females and minors, then the balas of bias makes kiddush. Mazel tov. That even the biggest Haredi will tell you that. I mean, what are we going to do about that one? Yes, sir.
What if God forbid, like there's an almana and there is no husband and other people are there for Shabbos because she made kiddush to be both of them because there's no issue of confusing.
No. There are two issues over here. One is husband wife roles that we just saw. And that's not found in the Mishnah Berurah. It's only found in the source Eli Rava. And the second is male female roles. So the woman shouldn't be making kiddush to anybody outside of her household, ever. And even within her household, halacha ben mar and ken. I'm just quoting a verbatim from Eli Rava. You can argue with him, but I'm quoting a verbatim from the source. Yes, sir.
What if there's a woman and her teenage sons, so then she might be more comfortable making kiddush for them, and it's considered more than you might consider it more of as available for her teenage sons?
It depends how old her teenage son. I'm going to get that in a minute in the Mishnah Berurah. Hold on. I want to redo the final source is the Derech HaChaim Siddur. I have it in my house, and I wrote down the words of the Derech HaChaim Siddur verbatim. It's a verbatim quotation. Quote: Ulechatchila ein lasas kein, that the woman should make kiddush for a man. Shetotzi isha anoshim gidolim bekiddush, anyone over 13. Mishum dezila milsa aval ketanim. So that's all he says. He has a hard line, the Derech HaChaim. To me, it's a pele that the Mishnah Berurah quoting these sources doesn't quote them faithfully. If you can figure this one out for me, I don't know. I wonder if these look at these new Mishnah Berurahs. Did it come out on this on these simanim? I don't think. The last time I saw, we looked last year Shabbos. We only had the first volume of Shabbos from Reish Mem Beis. I don't think it got to Reish now, but maybe it's a year later. Anyone, if you look it up in the library, or maybe they have it out, what do they say about this? They often go into these details. Why he left out half a sentence from the, didn't quote the sources exactly faithfully. To me, it's an enigma. I don't know what to do with it. I paskin like the sources, Eli Rava and the Derech HaChaim, that in my view, a woman should not be making kiddush for a man unless the extreme case where there are only other women and minors, male minors in the house. That's my position, which is based on the sources quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. What about teenage sons? It depends how old they are. Take a look over here in the Bir Halacha, please. In the Bir Halacha. It's very important. Very important. Before I get to Mishnah Berurah itself. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Upashut is the top line in Mishnah Berurah on page Memvav. Upashut. Dekatan eino yotmotzi eso isha, delo osi derabanan umapik doraisa. Vafilu ben yud gimel shana, he's 13, he's by mitzvah. Chayshinan shema lo hevi shtei saris. Remember, I didn't have a chance to be with Rabbi Vadya. Rabbi Vadya is Sunday shiur, but we have a lot to talk about. Sunday's Rabbi Vadya, my case I told you about, where the guy was Mekabel Shabbos on the eve of his 13th birthday. They made kiddush, which before tzeis gvalt. Rabbi Vadya the long tshuva. Doesn't want to look it up. I recommend it. I wrote down where the tshuva is. I'm going to write it down. Yabia Omer Chela Gimel Simon Orachaim Simon Chav Zayin Sivkot Nehei through Tes. You have an assignment. Some free time. So Rabbi Vadya is gvaltic. He talks about this very shot that happened in my shul. So it was supposed to be today, but as usual things get pushed off. We're always behind schedule, so it seems. Okay, Rabosa. So what does he say? He's 13 years old. Maybe he has not shnei saris. The b'mili d'oraisa lo samchina nachazaka. The mikaven shigia lechal shonim higia lechal simani saris. Ad till when? Ad sheyismale zekano k'moshe kasa v'choshen mishpat siman lamen hey. What does it mean? Sheyismale zekano. He grows a full beard. There were guys who were 20 who don't have a full beard. So, what do they call these? The secondary sex characteristics? Is that what they're called in biology when I had them? Is that still called the same thing? So now these days they put everything has a different name. I don't know what PC anymore. These things develop different males at different times. Kayadua. Some shave in the bar mitzvah. Who has shaved the bar mitzvah? Who thinks he's a mash? Who shaved the bar mitzvah? Almost nobody. Oh, you have one macho guy. Shaved his bar mitzvah. Okay? Most guys don't shave their bar mitzvah. They don't. So some shave at 14, 15. When you had 15, they buy you a shaver. I went to Yovel, you take it, I go like this a little bit, you know. Oh, I took a shave. Oh, and most chevra, I don't know, 16, 17, by the time they're 18, they're most of them are shaving, you know, they can't. Yeah, as approximate. So that means that, so to answer your question, Jerry, what about teenage sons, depends what teenage they are, or maybe it depends if they have, if they grow, if they have a beard or not. Yeah, we don't look at this kind of tachdom. Oh,
no, I meant like,
it's a kind of tachdom. You know, that's always a little tricky there. That's a little bit private over there. I'll tell you a maisa shahoyim. A maisa shahoyim. In my shul, if you're bar mitzvah parsha zachar, you cannot lane parsha zachar. Four of my sons are mitzvah parsha zachar. I kid you not. Two are twins. Okay, that's cheating. But the two others, four times, that four potential candidates, none of them lane parsha zachar. Each case, I lane parsha zachar. Okay, fine. In 1977, Parsha Zohar, there was a Shabbos bar mitzvah in my shul. Normally I would go, but my wife was due with one of my four bar mitzvahs. That was the Harav Yehuda Willink. He was born on Yud Bey's Adar that of that year, and my wife said, "We're not going anywhere." The bar mitzvah was, I think it was at Long Beach, now they had the hotel there. And my wife was due to give birth to Columbia Presbyterian. She said, "We're not going." So since she wasn't going, I wasn't going. So I missed it. I wasn't there. Even though I really should have been there. One of Chashuva Balabas, his only son. But, you know, you do what you have to do, right? When you get married, Rabosai, you do what you have to do. So I missed it. I missed it. I felt a little bad. They told me afterwards, to my surprise, that the Bacha lane Parsha Zohar. I guess I wasn't on top of it. I should have been on top of it. So he asked the father afterwards, you know, his father says, "Your dad's safe." I said, "You know, is it true here?" "Yeah, no problem." I checked under his arms. I guess, I don't know when underarm hair grows. I don't pay any attention to these things. But I guess, whatever, this boy had Shtei Saris. I said to myself two things. Number one, what if you wouldn't do that? What are you going to do? I said, "You wouldn't let him lay?" "We let somebody lay because they have Chazaka Derava." "Mistama, yes." "But if he doesn't have a pshuto, again, those who disagree, he wouldn't be allowed to lay." And number two, you can't measure by that. We have to measure by that as a kind of tachta. No one's going to go looking over there. Yeah, probably right. If you go on the internet, you probably can find out right away when the chazaka is, what percentage does chazaka require? Is it rove enough to establish the chazaka? Probably not. You want to have, to not check, you require what we call a mir chen amatsui. So you'll go on the internet between now and Sunday. Let me know, when do 90% of young men have a, what we'll call a zakana tachlon? If you look at what, I'm afraid, if you look on the internet on the zakana tachlon, you won't find it. Maybe pubic hair, I don't know, whatever you'll find there. I hope it'll be a clean site, because this is going to be very dirty. But if you can find a clean site to look it up, I'd like to know. Halacha l'maisa. Because by that time, you can maybe say that they didn't have these things. They didn't have these kind of scientific research. They had to rely on this kind of alien, which could be much later, right? That's just a riot. It's not the determinant. It's only a simon of what's going on in a different place. The kids, I got a little bit sidetracked. So that's what I would answer you about the teenage sons. If they have beards, then.
But it's not an issue of it's not a covenant for the woman.
For the mother. It's a good question. I have to ask my wife what happened when I was out of the house and she had teenage sons. It must have happened. I used to go to Eretz Yisrael, and my guess is that she wanted my sons to make Kiddush. Because she views Kiddush as a male thing.
Yeah. Rabbi Shachter always says how in the old country women really tried to avoid making Kiddush because it was associated, a woman making Kiddush was associated with being
Almana. Rahman al-Islam. Okay, whatever it may be, I don't think it's a zilzul. If a woman came to a rav and said, "I think it's a zilzul that my 18-year-old son made kiddush to me," I might think about it. If I couldn't convince her otherwise, I'm very makpid in these things, what they call kavod ha-briot. But some rabbis, without mentioning any names, take kavod ha-briot to an extreme. It's doch a kavod ha-tzibur, it's wrong-headed. It's just based on modern, you know, modern sensibilities, which I have trouble justifying. But you're saying, I can understand. That I can understand. But some of these other things, I think, go a little bit, or maybe a lot, too far. So therefore, the woman should make Kiddush herself. And if she doesn't know the words, and her son makes it for her, and he's only 13, or even under 13, certainly, Tomar imo mila b'mila meirosho v'atzofo, v'lo techave in lotis b'kidusha. And since she says it herself, she should have the cup by her. She shouldn't rely on the fact that the 12-year-old, the 13-year-old holds a cup. I like that. If she davened Ma'ariv already, she ought to Kiddush Daraisa, then you can rely on her. Nah, I was 13 years old. There you go. Here we go. Halacha la'maisa. If she said davened Ma'ariv, and again with Stam Kavana, the book of the Rambam is right, she could then rely on a 13-year-old. When it comes to the Rabbana on the Rabbah side, we rely on the Chazak of the Rambam. Anyone with me so far?
I thought Mr. Brewer said one shouldn't rely on them, like,
Good question. Steering Mishnah Brewer. Here he says if she davened Ma'ariv already, who is he quoting? You know what he says? It's a Sfek Sveka. You're asking a good question. The Be'alach raised it directly. It was on the Ma'amakomas, in the first Ma'amakomas. Page 9, you have to end the Shir Mamash in 1 minute. What does he say over here in the Mogan Avraham, in the Be'alach on the very bottom of the next page? Page 90. So it's a big shaila, it's an unresolved question whether anyone is Yotze in Tfilas Ma'ariv or not. Okay? Towards the end, he says the last few lines, he makes the following Nakuda. He says, Kol Shel Gilu Gimel Shana, it's no good. That old, the last five lines, Nabin Yilu Gimel Shana, Avshak Otav Amogan Avram, Lo Bichashvin Leil Godol, Kei Mashin Odeo Le Shavish Shei Saris, Mikomakom, Imo Ish Kvar Espalel, Nira Diyochol Anar Lo Tzir, Bikol Svek Sveka, Echad Shema Hevi Shei Saris, Behold, the penyotzish betfilah, a svek sveka. Very good. Rabosa, I have to stop. You guys could please learn till the another hour seder, till this official seder is over. And I wish you a good Shabbos. And on Sunday we'll have shir regular time 11:30. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. Good. Please do your homework assignment for this. After run, someone's waiting.